You're listening to Classical 95.9, WCRI Block Island, Exeter, the classical station.
Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project. And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments. From sheet music and brand-name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more, Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations on a very special evening where I have a very special guest, probably my most special guest of all time. She is someone that was here, I think I checked the records correctly, on the third Conducting Conversation show we ever had, which was about 4 years ago. So I'd like to welcome back to the studios Gail Jentzik.
Thanks, Mike.
And Gail Jentzik is a special guest because, well, for those of you that don't know, she's my wife. And we have recently celebrated our 10th anniversary, and Gail is the director of the Coastline Show Chorus, the most awarded chorus in all of the northeastern part of the country as far as winning championships in the last 10 or 12 years. And the Coastline Show Chorus has about a little under 100 members. They've fluctuated a little over, a little under some years. And Gail is a director, the musical director and coach, and as a profession, travels the world coaching show choruses and quartets. A little bit about your background, but let me ask you questions like you are a regular guest.
Alrighty.
All right. You are not originally from Rhode Island.
No, I'm originally from New York City.
New York City. And went to school there and everything?
Went to school there and everything, worked there, went through grammar school, high school, college, taking the subway to school every day, and worked in the city until, probably the late 80s.
The late 1980s, and then we actually met at Carnegie Hall when we were both doing a show. I was doing a show there as an MC, and Gail was a manager of the Ramapo Valley Chorus at that point in time from New Jersey. And then things progressed until here we are in Rhode Island about 15 years later and started directing the Coastline Chorus about how long ago?
I think in 97.
1997.
Yeah, beginning of 97.
A small group of women called the Mount Hope Chorus at that
time. Right,
Mount
Hope Bay Chorus. And when I started directing, there were about 27 or 28 singers. I had auditioned for the director's job and got it. And we grew very, very rapidly, sort of stunningly so, and became very successful very quickly. And in 2001, won our first regional championship, and have been winning our regional championships ever since and going to our international competition every couple of years and getting a medal every time we've gone to that. So that's been an exciting journey for us.
And that every couple of years is as often as you're allowed by rule.
That's as often as we're allowed to go by rule.
All right, so you've won every opportunity you've had and gone to international. That's great. All right, we're going to listen to the Coastline Show Chorus. They have a holiday CD. And today's show is going to be a little bit different in that I asked Gail to come here as the director of the chorus, but I also asked to come here because of her very varied background. That's hard to say five times fast, but she has a very eclectic musical interest, and so we're going to hear from lots of different groups today, but starting off with Coastline, and the first one is Sleigh Ride. Any background on that song?
It's a song that I've always liked and I think is very, very indicative of the holiday season, and I liked the Boston Pops version, and this is a vocal arrangement of that. Had I realized how challenging it was going to be for us to learn initially, I might have thought better of it. But we mastered it eventually, and I'm always very proud to sing it, and the audience always loves it.
Here we go with Sleigh Ride.
Oh, here comes Sleigh Ride, merry, merry, jingling, too. Come on, it's the way when you're sleigh ride together with you. Outside the snow, it's all your friends calling you. Come on, it's the way when you're sleigh ride together with you. Sleigh ride with you. Yap, 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 and so. Giddy up, friends, just hold your hands. We'll find you all when you return.
The 100 Voices of the Coastline Show Chorus on their CD called Coastin' Through the Holidays. And people are interested. They can purchase that CD, right?
They can. They can go to our website. It's coastlineshowchorus.org. And we have a link that you can click on to order any of our CDs. We have three of them. And the holiday one is very, very popular.
Popular holiday CD. Now, I mentioned that you have a lot of different kind of musical interests and that you travel the world. We'll find out about some of those world travels in a few moments. But tell us about, this is an interesting choice. When I asked her what music she was playing, she came up with this one, and tell us how this came about.
It's hard for me to imagine, in my adult life certainly, preparing for Christmas, decorating the tree, wrapping gifts, cooking dinner on Christmas Day without listening to the soundtrack from A Charlie Brown Christmas. It's been around for almost 25 years, and I'm hard-pressed to remember not hearing it as part of my holiday season. I just love it, and I play it probably ad nauseum during the holiday season, and I selected my very, very favorite track, and it's actually entitled Linus and Lucy.
Linus and Lucy, here we go. Thank you. Now, although you're known as a coach and teacher in the world of show choruses, and obviously all of those choruses sing the words to songs, lyrics.
That's right.
And this last selection didn't have any words.
Right.
Who was playing?
It's the Vince Guaraldi Trio, who are still around and touring the United States, a jazz trio. And they made their name clearly from the Charlie Brown Christmas track. And when you go to their website, they have many, many other CDs. But what gets featured is this particular CD still after all these years.
Right, very good. Now, I mentioned traveling the world. And, you know, when you started out coaching show choruses, mostly in the barbershop style.
Correct.
Although there were a few others along the way.
Right, I've done some things outside of the barbershop genre, certainly, and outside of a cappella genre as well.
Mm-hmm. But your first... Some of your travels were to places like Dallas and Michigan.
Right,
and
Dallas, Michigan, New Jersey, Florida, California, Seattle, Washington, Pittsburgh.
But pretty much all the United States.
I've been to almost all the United States.
Right, and then all of a sudden things start to take off internationally.
That's right, and I get to go to the UK quite often, to Edinburgh, Scotland, Aberdeen, Scotland, Nottingham, England, Birmingham. I was in Newcastle last year. I've been to Stockholm several times, which is a beautiful, beautiful city, as is Edinburgh. I've also been to New Zealand and Australia now many times. I've been to Wellington, Christchurch, Melbourne, Sydney, Perth. This next year I'm going to Canberra and doing another month or five-week tour of Australia, coaching and working, which is kind of exciting. I get to see a lot of really interesting places that I don't know I would have ever gone to otherwise, except for my job.
Right, and you don't get to see me in those time periods.
Well, there is that, but now we have Skype, and that makes a big difference, as we know.
We do. We have Skype, and we can keep in touch with each other on a daily basis, if possible,
right.
Except when you're in the outback, perhaps.
Well, right, sometimes a little hard to get a good connection, and sometimes the time change is a little...
This next group is a little more of what I would have expected you to be playing today. Tell us about Chanticleer.
Chanticleer is a Grammy Award-winning all-male vocal ensemble. There's 12 voices, and they've been around since 1978. They have many, many, many awards from all kinds of vocal organizations and performing organizations. But what I find very interesting about them, as someone who coaches and teaches the human voice off a lot, is how clean and clear and precise and musical they are all at the same time. It's almost hard to imagine that there's actually 12 different voices when you hear a lot of their recordings. It's also interesting to know that their name comes from the clear singing rooster in Geoffrey Chaucer's Canterbury Tales. Go figure that one. But this is a beautiful, beautiful rendition of Silent Night.
We'll listen to that, then take a short break and be back with more of Gail Jensik, director of the Coastline Show Chorus.
Oh, people at Roberts Musical Instruments know there are many folks out there who, like them, are passionate about music. They know because they are musicians. They teach, listen, repair instruments, and take the time to learn who their customers are. So when you step into Roberts Musical Instruments at Quaker Valley Plaza in West Warwick, you can expect to receive the very best in service and selection. Whether it be a piece of sheet music, a name brand instrument, a rental, a lesson, the right accessory, or an on-site repair, when it comes to all matters of music, you should tune into Roberts Musical Instruments.
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations, where we're having a very pleasant evening listening to some very interesting music provided by Gail Jemsek, the musical director of the Coastline Show Chorus. And we talked a little bit about the chorus in the first session, but we didn't mention the fact that you are also a performer and singer.
I am.
And sing with a quartet called Wake the Neighbors.
I do. I sing bass with Wake the Neighbors.
Bass singer. Now, most people would think woman singing bass. How does that work?
Well, actually, what we do in female barbershopping is that the bass clef, which would be in our style of music, the bass and baritone voices, are voiced up an octave from the male range. So even though it looks on the music to be the way a man would sing it, we actually sing it up an octave, and that allows us to sing that style of music. I have a fairly low singing voice for a female, but not as low as you.
Well, that's true. Caught me by surprise there. But Wake the Neighbors is a medalist quartet.
We are. We're very pleased about that and working hard this year to achieve another medal, we hope, this spring. Done a lot of performing this season, have a couple more concerts coming up before the holiday break.
Now, both Wake the Neighbors and the Coastline Show Chorus perform around the area quite a bit and have concerts at least a couple times a year in the Rhode Island area. You can check that out by going to coastlineshowchorus.org. And if you do a little searching through there, you can even find a picture of Wake the Neighbors under the quartet
That's
section.
That's right. You can click on our calendar for our events or click on quartets to see the quartets associated with the chorus.
And you mentioned as someone that teaches, you are also available for coaching. There are lots of groups out there looking for help.
Right,
and,
all kinds of groups.
They can do that by contacting you at the chorus phone number, which is...
Area code 401-437-6043.
Give her a call and see what happens. It could work out. Now, we've been listening to lots of different kinds of music, and we're going to listen to six more pieces that are provided by five different groups. And tell us about this next one.
Well, this one I chose for several reasons. One, because she's iconic. It's Barbra Streisand, and she's probably the most award-winning female vocalist in contemporary American history. This particular song that I chose, when my son was a very little boy, he was just completely enamored of it, and we played it, I don't want to say ad nauseum, but almost every holiday season. But what I began to realize about the piece was how someone with her skill level could take something so classic and make it into something interesting and different. And I think it was the first time as a musician that I really paid attention to that ability to spin something a very different way. And only she could have pulled this off, I believe.
Now, I think in the world, lots of us guys love statistics, and I know that you pulled out some statistics about her award-winning singing, and it expands an amazing amount of time.
Well, it does. She was born in 42, and in her lifetime, she has won 2 Academy Awards, 8 Grammy Awards, 4 Emmy Awards, a special Tony Award, an American Film Institute Award, and a Peabody Award, and a Partridge in a Pear Tree. She has sold 140 million albums worldwide, and 71.5 million albums shipped in the United States alone.
And that span, that from her first top 10, I believe, to her last or something like that.
I think her first top 10 was in 1963, and her last top 10 was
2009.
Yep. She has 50 gold albums, 30 platinum albums, 13 multi-platinum albums in the United States.
All
unheard
right.
of.
Well, let's listen to Barbara's version of Jingle Bells.
Jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. We're dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. All the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtail ring, making spirits bright. Oh, what fun it is to sing a sleighing song tonight. Oh, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. A day or two ago, I thought I'd take a ride, and soon Miss Fanny Bright was seated by my side. The horse was lean and lank. Misfortune seemed his lot. He got into a drifting bank, and then we got upset.
Upset?
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Crashing through the fields of white on this happy Christmas night. Off we go through the snow. Bells are ringing, we'll be singing. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jing jangle. 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 Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle bells. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle bells. All the way.
There you have it, one of the world's greatest voices. And I'm always reminded when I hear that song about breath control and just the way that she just amazingly connects all those lines.
Absolutely. And it's not doctored in the studio. It's what she is able to do. That's what makes her so stunning.
Now, how much of singing as a teacher is breath control? How much of that, how important is that?
It is the essence of everything. It can make or break a singer. It can be the reason someone is successful. It can be the reason that someone derives great satisfaction from their singing. But mostly when I teach and coach, mostly what I work on with the individual singer is breath management, how to maximize what nature gave us in the first place.
Breath management, great term. So that it's not so much how much you take in, but how you let it out also, right?
It does, exactly. And that's why managing it is so important. I try to avoid the expression breath control because that kind of indicates a stressful situation. And breathing is a very, very natural thing.
It is natural. We all do it. We're all experts at it.
We
survive anyway. All right. This next song, one of my favorite groups that you selected, and they have several PBS specials over the years. Tell us about Celtic Women.
Celtic Women is an all-female musical ensemble that is often referred to as the River Dance of the Voice. And interestingly enough, one of their creators, Downs, is a former musical director of Riverdance. And he selected these four stunning voices and a young woman who's a fiddler. And they have performed all over the world and brought Celtic music to a new contemporary height, also introducing a very ethereal way of presenting Celtic music, traditional music, some world music. They've been a huge success. And their Christmas concert, which I think is called A Christmas Celebration, mm-hmm. Is just beautiful. That's the only word to describe it. Their staging, their sound, the lighting, the choice of music is just glorious, and these voices are glorious.
All right, we'll listen to Ding Dong, Merrily on High.
Oh,
listening to Celtic Women reminds me that you had kind of a Celtic start in your showbiz career.
I absolutely did. I'm Irish and Hungarian, and from a cultural standpoint, I spent more time in the Irish world than the Hungarian world. And I was an Irish step dancer for about 12 years of my life. And as a result of that, very, very engrossed in Irish culture, Irish music, and have remained a fan ever since.
All right. So that's the Celtic connection. And now we're going to go to part of traveling the world and doing what you do is you come back with some great stories and some great experiences, obviously. But occasionally you find groups or you find opportunities. I know that one time you came back from a coaching trip and you ended up being hired to do a series at Carnegie Hall in New
Correct.
York City.
That's right.
And worked there for a while. And then this was a coaching trip, probably not quite as famous.
Not quite as famous, but this was a coaching trip to Freehold, New Jersey, and working with a chorus called the Liberty Oak Chorus. And very often when I travel to coach, I stay in people's homes because the groups I work with are, for the most part, nonprofit organizations. And so it saves them a lot of money and hotel fees if they can accommodate me in somebody's home that's appropriate. I've stayed with Ellen and Rich Diaz many times at their lovely home in Freehold. I have a very nice family and have been very gracious hosts to me. And she sings in the women's chorus, and he sings in his church choir. And at the church is St. Rose of Lima in Freehold, and they had just completed their 10th anniversary Christmas concert and had done a live recording of the concert. And as a gift, they gave me a CD, which I, you know, graciously took, of course. And when I got home, I was doing stuff around the house and thought, oh, I'll pop it in, what the heck, and was blown away by how good this recording of this basically church choir was. I actually emailed them and ordered 5 CDs as gifts that year. And on a CD in total, there's the adult choir, the children's choir, the adult handbell choir, and the children's handbell choir. I'm particularly impressed with the adult mixed voice choir. And again, when you listen to this track of Joy to the World, remember that this was recorded live in the church at their concert.
By just your average, supposedly.
That's right, just your supposedly average group of people.
All right, here we go. We're going to listen to Joy to the World and then take a short break and be back with more.
The people at Roberts Musical Instruments know there are many folks out there who, like them, are passionate about music. They know because they are musicians. They teach, listen, repair instruments, and take the time to learn who their customers are. So when you step into Roberts Musical Instruments at Quaker Valley Plaza in West Warwick, you can expect to receive the very best in service and selection. Whether it be a piece of sheet music, a name brand instrument, a rental, a lesson, the right accessory, or an on-site repair, when it comes to all matters of music, you should tune into Roberts Musical Instruments.
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations, where we're spending the evening with Gail Jensik, who is a musical director and coach, voice coach and teacher that travels the world teaching singers, mostly in the show chorus environment, a lot of it in the world of barbershop singing, and particularly Sweet Adeline's International. We haven't mentioned that before on the show, but Sweet Adeline's is the name of the parent organization that you don't really work for, but you,
no.
All the people are members of that
group.
We're
all members of Sweet Adeline's.
So as you travel around to Australia or Sweden or Scotland or wherever you may happen to be, they're all members of Sweet Adeline's.
That's
for the most
correct.
Part.
And I'm a member of the international faculty of Sweet Adeline's as well.
And also in that world is the men's organization called the Barbershop Harmony Society, of which I'm a member, and that's how we really met. Gail is my wife. So for those of you who missed the first part of the show and wondering the connection, we have been together for about 15 years and having a wonderful time singing and frolicking in different areas.
Frolicking.
We're always in different cities together, people say.
That's
like
right.
If I'm in Miami, she's in Toronto or wherever it is. It just we're always in different places. But one of the things that's interesting is Gail's selection of music. I asked her to prepare some things to come on the show today for the holiday season. And she, of course, was going to bring a couple pieces by the Coastline Show Chorus, which she directs, but then ended up with seven or eight other groups or other people. And so we're listening to all kinds of different things today. But so far, we've listened to Chanticleer and Charlie Brown Christmas, Barbara Streisand Celtic Woman, a church chorus from New Jersey. And now we're going to go back to the Coastline Show Chorus, and this particular song, Carol of the Bells. And what's why did you select this one of all the, I think there's 15 cuts on that CD.
That's right. Well, I love the piece, generally speaking. I love the way we treat it. But I also, it features our tenor section. It's a tenor melody, which is the highest voice part. And I really believe that we have one of the best tenor sections in the organization, bar none.
Now, when you say organization, that's a pretty big statement because, as
Absolutely.
Far as we know, that's the largest singing organization in the world.
That's right.
Is Sweet Adeline's International, and so that's a lot of people. And when you say tenor part, just to educate the audience mm-hmm. a little bit, in the world of barbershop singing, you have the melody, which we call lead,
right,
and then the tenor sings above that.
And this is the high harmony, so mm-hmm. this would be like the soprano range. For those of you that are knowledgeable about details of music, the tenors typically sing from G above middle C to A flat above high C.
And then you have the bass, which sings below the melody, which
right.
we
and
talked
and
about
as
you
a bass,
singing.
As a bass, I sing typically from F above middle C to D flat below middle C.
And that leaves the baritone.
Baritone line floats up above and below the melody, usually going from maybe F to below middle C to B flat above middle C.
All right, and that puts when all that's put together, you're going to get a sound something like this as Coastline Show Chorus sings Carol of the Bells.
From everywhere, filling the air. Oh, how we found grace in the sound, or in the
It's the Coastline Show Chorus. And now just a couple questions about the chorus. If people are out there listening, how would they go about joining an organization like yours?
Well, they can certainly find out more details about us by visiting our website, coastlineshowchorus.org. They can call the chorus phone number for more details, 401-437-6043, or then come and visit a rehearsal night. We meet every Wednesday night from 7 until 10 p.m. at the Knights of Columbus Hall on Highland Avenue in Attleboro, Massachusetts.
Attleboro, Massachusetts. So you actually are, when you travel around the country and you perform at these various contests and shows that you might do, you call the Providence, Rhode Island chapter.
We're based out of Providence, but there's only about 8 of us that live in Rhode Island at all, and 2 of us that live in the city of Providence. We come from Maine, New Hampshire, Massachusetts, Connecticut, New Jersey, South Carolina, and 2 people that will be joining us for this next international round from Melbourne, Australia, and last year we had 3 ladies that came from Edinburgh, Scotland to sing with us.
Wow. So you don't have to live in Attleboro.
Clearly not.
Although the chorus does perform a lot in the Attleboro area, recently have done a little of that. And last week you did a show in Cranston
at the New Park Theater, which is a beautiful, it's the Park Cinema restored into a beautiful professional theater.
Right.
It's our second concert there that we did with the Narragansett Bay Men's Chorus, and it was a lot of fun and I think very successful.
Right. So if you'd like to find out when the chorus is performing, or you'd like to be able to buy the CDs, they have 3, and they're all available at that coastlineshowchorus.org. Or if you like to sing or know someone that likes to sing, every once in a while someone needs a push to get out and change their life a little bit, and this certainly would do that.
This definitely will. It's a very life-changing organization and a life-changing opportunity to work on your voice, to work on your performing skills, to meet other women with common interests and of all ages, ranging from, in our chorus, from age 14 to 75 and everything in between. So it's quite an eclectic group.
All right. Well, speaking of eclectic, we're going to go back to your Celtic roots a little bit here.
We are.
And a group that I know you have a lot of their CDs at home. Tell us about the Chieftains.
I love the Chieftains. They've been around since the early 60s and I think went pro in the mid-70s. They have 6 Grammys, and they've done some very interesting things. I mean, they stay very close to their Celtic music roots. That is certainly their main focus. But they've done all kinds of CDs with other pop singers. They performed on the Great Wall of China. They've performed for the Pope. They've been on The Late Show. And they just are a very interesting group of guys. I've seen them at Carnegie Hall, and you and I saw them several years ago at Symphony Hall in Boston.
Right.
And they're entertaining. And, again, my love of Celtic music has never left me. And this is from their holiday album. And the piece that I chose, which is all instrumental, is called The Bells of Dublin.
listening to the Chieftains always puts me in a good mood. Just kind of gives you that feeling of happiness.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, this is it. This is a quick hour has gone by. I want to thank you for coming in and being part of Conducting Conversations. We have to do it again once every 4 years, I guess.
That's right. It was my pleasure. It was fun to go through my pretty substantial holiday CD collection and try to pick out favorite pieces. I could have done probably 30 pieces if I'd really had the opportunity.
Right. It's always one of the – if someone asks you what's your favorite song or something like that, it's always a tough thing to say. I get asked that a lot, and I never know what to say because I have so many favorites. But speaking of favorites, both of our favorite is the Coastline Show Chorus, and they meet on Wednesday nights, and you've heard a couple selections from them. And I guess people that might be interested in singing, whether they sing in community choruses or church choirs or haven't sung in years or they sang a little in school, they're a little apprehensive about what it takes to get in.
Right. They shouldn't be. We provide – you don't have to read music. That's a bonus if you do, of course. But we provide all learning media on CDs for you to learn your part and the printed music along with it, as well as personal coaching. And we are always having open auditions. We kind of run them on a regular basis. So any night is considered to be an open night for you to come and check us out and test the waters.
So just come down some Wednesday night to South Attleboro, as the locals say. It's actually Attleboro, but check it out on their website. Or if you have any questions and you can't remember this information, as always, you can always email me here and I'll steer you in the right direction. That's at Maino, my last name, M-A-I-N-O, at classical959.com. And I'll be happy to hook you up and make sure you know what's going on. Gail, one more time, the phone number for people that might want to call.
407-437-6043.
Great. We have one more piece of music, and this is probably one of the more eclectic of the eclectics.
I would say eclectic of the eclectics. This is a group that I stumbled upon in the early 90s. They're called Sounds of Blackness. They're still touring the United States. And the first piece that I ever heard them do was their rendition of the Hallelujah Chorus. They're an all-African-American ensemble, and they take very traditional standard music, as well as world music and original compositions, and put their own spin on it. So when they've done the entire Handel's Messiah, I actually have that CD, and they've done it in a very rhythm and blues, hip-hop, jazz, some rap, which I'm not a huge fan of, but style, and it's very interesting to see, like with Barbra Streisand, what somebody with a different kind of vision can do with traditional music. I admit that this is not for everyone, but the selection that I chose is called Merry Christmas to the World, which is kind of the flavor of how they are. And I find this entertaining and fun and refreshing.
We don't have time to listen to the whole cut because it's a little bit lengthy, but we'll listen to the last couple minutes of it, and that's the part that Gail wanted to make sure we got across.
Yep.
So we'll do that. And thanks again for coming in, Gail. Appreciate your time and effort.
My pleasure.
Putting this together. We'll see you next week on Conducting Conversations. Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.